Mini episode 986 of the FDH Lounge is brought to you by Sportsology, delivering unconventional columns and webcasts about sports, TV, music, movies, and more. Follow them on the web at sportsology.com.
The FDH Lounge. You want to schedule your life around it.
A long time ago, on a gloomy, wet Cleveland spring night, two men stand alone amidst the late night drizzle. Their voices echo across the vacant station parking lot as they debate the merits of the great American radio show that have been missing for far too long. On that night, an idea was born. That idea became the FDH Lounge. Welcome to the FDH Lounge.
Welcome to FDH Lounge mini episode number 986. I'm FDH managing partner Rick Morris here with our preview of Billions episode 3.9. Here's our top five developments coming out of episode 3.8. Number 5, the supporting players around Chuck and Bobby are left to fend for themselves in the aftermath of the Titans escaping doom. Spiros finds a way to get his spot at Axe Capital back after briefly being fired for threatening Wendy's freedom by executing the greatest odd couple pairing on TV this year with Dollar Bill. Connerty wasn't so lucky, getting publicly fired and humiliated by Chuck after trying to suck up to his old boss, which added insult to injury. Surely at this point, Brian and Dake would like to get some revenge on Chuck. Anybody want to give them the phone number for Blackjack Foley? Number 4. Bobby manages to win the divorce with Laura even after giving her half his money. He'll still be managing all of it, and Laura can never take the kids and threaten to leave again. Plus, he continues to keep Wendy close at the office, a continuing source of angst for the ex-wife, as we saw yet again last week. Of course, as parents, they both end up the losers in terms of what Bobby's increasing absentee father act is going to do to their boys. Perhaps Axe's old frenemy Chuck could tell him a few things about how a rich a-hole of a father can warp his kids. Number 3. Bobby's arrogance also extends to snubbing Taylor. The ultimate alpha male just has to prove to one and all that he's the king of his castle and that he's irreplaceable, notwithstanding the great job that his protege did in his absence. Unwinding all of the work done over the past several months and looking for a loophole in his promise of $1 billion to manage won't endear him to a person that he has to fear is a more evolved, futuristic version of his own genius. But it may help ensure that Taylor ends up making huge money for another firm than Axe Capital. Number 2. Wendy proves that she's truly a Wilbury. She's not just a dom in the bedroom, apparently, getting Chuck to take revenge on Foley and ultimately helping to steer him out of the gubernatorial race altogether. Both of the men in her life urged her to purge her guilt about how she survived her legal near-miss, and it looks like she's embracing this baddest bitch in the room persona for all it's worth. How she'll fit into the fabric of both of their lives going forward will be fascinating to watch. Number 1. Chuck's big move up is to stay put. The true test of a great show is whether a reversion to the status quo after dramatic events can be pulled off in a way that feels organic. It's truly difficult to execute. But Billion seems to have done it. Chuck's staying at Southern as a result of a favor owed to a friend, petty revenge on Jack Foley and his own controlling father, and the realization that true power as he's always perceived it is in his very hands as a federal prosecutor, not as a glorified flunky for backroom kingmakers. Once and for all, he is now his own man, as the last dying embers of the grandiose future that his father envisioned for him have been extinguished. But like Axe, the other swaggering titan of this series, he is feeling completely bulletproof in the wake of surviving legally. Axe is creating new challenges and engaging in risky behaviors like additional insider trading. Chuck is throwing his weight around making enemies like there's no tomorrow. In watching both of these men, you have to remember on this show that the dumbest people at any given moment are the ones that act like there are no consequences. They're not coming for Chuck and Bobby in the way that this season promised leading up to last week, but they'll be coming in a different form. And it'll be every bit as much fun watching them plot for survival then as it is watching them strut now. Thank you for joining us for this mini episode of the FDH Lounge.
As we bring the show to a close, we would like to extend our deepest gratitude to NBC, CBS, ABC, Fox, All Clear Channel affiliates, TNT, TBS, USA, UPN, Deadspin.com, YouTube.com, YTMND.com, MySpace.com, various blogs, Fox News, CNN, CNBC, MSNBC, IamBored.com, Billboard.com, Google.com, ESPN, ESPN2, ESPN News, ESPN Classic, NBA TV, NFL Network, Sports Time, FM Ohio, Athlon Magazine, Comedy Central, Cartoon Network, The Boomerang Channel, QVC, BET, The Spice Channel, Steno Notebooks, Manwich, Paper Mate Office Supplies, Waitresses, Strippers, Bartenders, Garbage Men, Janitors, Microwave Popcorn, The Writers of The Office, Scrubs, Entourage, My Name is Earl, Oz, Metalocalypse and the Boondocks, Awkwafina, and The Periodic Table of Elements.